From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The British rock band Bombay Bicycle Club released My Big Day, their first new album in 3 years, this past October. But fans didn't have to wait too much longer before the band released an EP as well. That's called Fantasies. Both the LP and the EP cover a lot of ground sonically, and both feature a host of guest vocalists. Today, the band returns to our New York studio to play a mostly unplugged set of songs from My Big Day, and an old favorite as well. Here is Bombay Bicycle Club to play the song Turn the World On.
You always think you've blinked and missed it. On your last lap round the sun, I never felt so optimistic. Since the days when I was young, I dream of growing older. All the things I thought I would have done. Turn the world on. You'll make a fine young man. You'll smooth it out. You'll see where I went wrong. You'll find your merry gang that hang their backs a couple pegs along. They're leaving one by one. They're calling out, they're begging you to come. Turn the world on. Ha. Turn the world.
Bombay Bicycle Club, live and mostly unplugged here in the studio with Turn the World On, which you'll find on their last record called My Big Day. And the band, as ever, fronted by Jack Steadman on vocals and guitar, Jamie McCall playing guitar and doing some backing vocals, Ed Nash on the bass, and rounding out the ensemble today, Olive Jones on voice and percussion, and Nathan Cox on percussion. Jack, it's good to see you in the band again.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Sure. So much of a song is in the arrangement. And, you know, some of the arrangements on My Big Day and on the EP, I mean, throughout your career as a band, the arrangements have pulled from so many different things. How different do these songs feel when it's you and Jamie playing acoustic guitars and, you know, only Ed is plugged in and that, no effects, you know?
I think we've always kind of relished doing these things. And in fact, doing these radio sessions where we were unplugged at first led us to make an entirely acoustic record as our second album, because we had so much fun reimagining songs. And it's like the real test of a song, I think, because the record is quite heavily produced.
Yeah.
And I think to be able to take all that away and still have something worthwhile, I think, is a sign of a hopefully a good song.
Right. I want to come back to the production thing in a moment, but the last time you were here, it was 2019, you were just about to break a 3-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Now here you are again, and we've all had a hiatus.
Yeah, for sure.
How different was this from the last one?
I mean, it feels really good to finally be here, because as you said, we came back in a sort of quite dramatic way from a big break and was ready to go and tour the world again. And then, I mean, I feel worse for the fans because, you know, they've been waiting a lot longer. But it's great to finally be here again.
Yeah. On the subject of production, I mean, there are so many different sounds. There are different samples on the record. What do the samples do? Is that kind of, I mean, does that jumpstart the writing process or does that come later? How does that work?
Yeah, it's like a little jumpstart. And especially as quite an introverted songwriter, for me, it's a way of like almost having other musicians in the room with me while still not having to interact with any human beings, which is just ideal.
But there are many human beings on both the record and the EP.
Oh yeah, the fun stuff happens after that. It is literally just a way to kickstart the songwriting.
Right.
And then everyone comes together. And the band especially, like, I'll send a demo in a fairly rough form and these guys will be like the harshest critics and we'll get it into shape and really like cut all the fat from it. And yeah, it's actually quite a stark difference what you hear as the final product.
Yeah. Jamie, is it different now, having gone through two hiatuses, one enforced and the other voluntary? Has it changed the way you and the rest of the band interact when Jack brings, you know, these working songs in?
I think it's changed over time. I mean, I don't see the period between the last record and this one as a hiatus, just because we were working on music the whole time, whereas between the fourth and fifth album, the band was sort of effectively not working. I think certainly after, when we came back after the sort of proper hiatus, I think in terms of the working relationship, we were probably more sort of cuddly with one another than we are normally, just because we were kind of, you know, finding our feet again. And I think when a band's kind of effectively broken up and you get back together again, I think it's very important to kind of rebuild relationships and kind of trust and just make sure everyone's getting on more than anything. Whereas I think when it came to the latest record, we were kind of back to, as Jack says, being kind of harsh critics and maybe being a bit more blunt about what's good and what isn't.
Right, but you know, sometimes being harsh and blunt is what you have to do to,
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time saver in the studio. Because if everyone's thinking it, then you might as well just say it.
Right. So it did not take you long to follow up with Fantasies, the 4-song EP. So were those like from the same group of sessions, or is this like the start of another cycle?
No, yeah, it was the same group of sessions. And I think with this record especially, we just took a lot of care over the final track listing. But as a lot of bands often are, we were heartbroken to leave these songs out. And especially some of the features that we'd kind of penciled in for these songs, we really wanted, we thought the fans would really enjoy, because it's a lot of kind of OG Bombay collaborators like Lucy Rose and
Lucy Rose,
Morris.
Yeah, on Willow.
Exactly, yeah.
Lucky to find you, lucky to breathe. I never met somebody quieter than me. Trying to keep my head in the breeze. Happy for them who do it better than me.
Now, because there are so many samples, when I first heard the marimba, I thought, got to be a sample. But the video suggests it's actually a live performance.
Yeah, so Seren, our drummer, is actually a very good tuned percussion player. So that's him riffing on the marimba.
Okay.
But the record is a sample.
Well, the record's me playing on the keyboard.
Yeah.
So it is a sample.
Well, it's a performance and a sample at the same time.
Okay. The song you're going to do next, called Diving, on the record begins with a sample. and it has been driving me crazy because I know this. It's like a piece of Baroque flute music, right?
Our lips are sealed.
Interview cancelled.
No, that's an interesting one, actually, because that's a little thing that I bring on tour with me, and it allows you to hook up to FM radio and sample whatever you're hearing. So I don't even know what it is most of the time because I don't get to the end when the DJ says what it is. Okay. But you chop it up into so many pieces that it becomes unrecognizable.
Right.
And so it's this brand new piece of music, and that's an example. The diving is a good example of that.
Radiohead used to do something like that. They would dial in, I think it was during National Anthem, they would tune right. into the local.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. I came into work one day and I got all these emails saying, Radiohead played your show on their show last night. I was like, what?
That's very cool.
So you want to do this acoustic version of Diving?
Yes, no samples were involved in this version.
All right, Bombay Bicycle Club here in the studio, the album My Big Day. This song is on it, but here's a live version of Diving.
Wake up, we got to warm our lungs. Sun will light up, it's all to come. I got no words, I'll follow you. We got your back, you're coming too. The weight is lifting off my mind, and everyone is running wild. The earth has split beneath our toes, and everybody knows. Passed away from me, run along and dip my feet. Hold our breath and we can go down. Hope you see the best in me, diving under next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down. Wonder how our lives could be, say it's warm, just promise me. Hold our breath and we can go down. Hope you see the best in me, diving under next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down, go down. Load up your bags, we're gone for days. We're gonna play the song we made. We leave the sound and string along. We leave the ground, we're floating on. The weight is lifting off my mind, and everyone is running wild. The earth has split beneath our toes, and everyone around me knows. Roll the past away from me, run along and dip my feet. Hold our breath and we can go down. Hope you see the best in me, diving under next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down. Wonder how our lives could be, say it's one, just promise me. Hold our breath and we can go down. Hope you see the best in me, diving under next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down.
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 Diving is the name of the song. You'll find a version of that on the album called My Big Day by Bombay Bicycle Club. That live performance, basically just Jack and Olive singing and Jack playing the guitar. At what point, Jack, did you guys realize that, unlike other bands that have multiple words in their name, you couldn't end up abbreviating your name, your band name, without causing massive confusion?
To BBC doesn't seem to have hurt us too much.
I mean, you know, Guided by Voices fans, GBV, Queens of the Stone Age, QS. I mean, you know, everybody knows in those circles what that means. But you say BBC, and you know,
the Google's going to be way off. Yeah, yeah.
But the name comes from a restaurant chain in London.
Yeah. So we were in a taxi on our way to our first show. We were probably, 15 or 16? And we didn't have a name, so we just looked out of the window, and there it was. And we thought, we'll play this gig, and then we'll get home and you know, go on with our lives. And here we are, almost 20 years later.
I cannot tell you how many times that is the story of a band's name. It's like, we had a gig, and we didn't have a name, and we just, you know, the first thing we saw became the name. So, are you guys music nerds? I mean, Jamie, you're from like one of the great families of British folk music, you know.
I'm definitely not a nerd about folk music. I'm probably only a nerd about a very specific period of indie music in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jack's a pretty big jazz nerd.
Yeah, I'd say
I don't know, actually jazz nerd, there's probably some extremes of that.
Oh, yeah, there certainly are, yes.
I would just be like blank nerd, and then a different time of year, it's just a different thing. So right now it's Microsoft Flight Simulator, and maybe a few years ago it was jazz, and then a few years before that it was folk.
Okay. There was a brief Bollywood period, too.
That was a lovely time, yeah.
A song that incorporated some of Artie Burman's music, one of the great Bollywood composers.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
The reason I ask the question is that it's not just the range of sounds, it's the range of guests that you guys have. I mean, on the album My Big Day, Jay Somm, who's been here on Soundcheck, I'm a big fan of Nila Ferjanya.
She's amazing.
Been, yeah, for a long time. But the big names are Damon Albarn.
Every sound, every day, from a shiplight.
Who's on Heaven? How did that happen?
So I just went to his studio to play him the record. We've worked together a few times in the past, and I just wanted to sort of hear what he thought about it. And this song came on, and you know, he'd been giving notes all the way through, and this song came on, and he just turned to his engineer and was like, bring me a microphone immediately, and he just started singing.
No, he didn't even wake up from his sleep.
So he wasn't invited.
Not at all.
He just inserted himself into your song.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful. I mean, we were probably just too shy to ask him, you know, but it was very spontaneous and quite magical.
All right. And then Chaka Khan on Tekken 2.
Yes.
Which is your foray onto the dance floor, it sounds like.
Yeah. That's the same day with Damon. I was like, can you hear anyone on this track? And he immediately said, why don't you just try Shaka? He probably just used her first name. And, you know, he's probably got her in his address book. But I think I just burst out laughing in his face. And then we later that day just thought, why not? Let's just give it a go. And she was probably one of the easiest features of the record to get a hold of in the end.
Really?
Which surprised us a lot. She was very keen.
There is a track on the record called Rural Radio Predicts the Rapture.
Yes.
Which, first of all, great alliterative title. Very nice. It's instrumental, and it reminds me of something that you, Jack, said 5 years ago, the last time you were here. I asked you if you'd written instrumental music, and your answer was, I went back and listened to the tape, that's how I remember. You said, if I had my way, all music would be instrumental.
I think this is quite a good example of where we are, like where our heads are at right now, because I think a long time ago we wouldn't have had the guts to put it on the final track listing. We would have like made it and thought it was really cool, but then just shied away from actually putting it on because of how different sonically it is. And I think now, just with experience and with general sort of getting older and not worrying so much about things, I think we do just, I think it's a wonderful thing about where we're at right now, that we're just like, you know what, why don't we just trust our fans? And if we enjoy it, I'm sure they will too. And it made its way onto the record.
And there's a little kind of very dry wit in the title, suggesting, you know, if you bring the image, call to mind the image of people out in the countryside listening to, you know, maybe evangelical radio.
Well, yeah, that was me. I was listening to it. I was flying over Nebraska in Microsoft Flight Simulator, and the radio was tuned to a local talk radio station in Nebraska. And it was just this guy screaming about the end of days and the rapture, and I was fascinated by it.
So what is this Microsoft? I mean, is this genuinely the same kind of flight simulator that pilots use?
And oh, it's more advanced than that. Okay. I mean, I'm waiting for the time where, you know, the captain gets on, no, well, the stewardess gets on the intercom and says, does anyone here know how to fly a plane? Because my hand would be going straight up.
God, I hope I'm not on that flight.
We're all dead.
So the songs you've played for us so far are from My Big Day, but the one you're going to do next, we're going back 10 years for Luna.
Yeah.
What is it like to revisit some of these older songs? Last time you were here, you did Shuffle and even earlier songs. So, you know, I mean, I assume they're songs you can play in your sleep. What keeps you coming back to them?
I think generally just the people's enjoyment of them. And I think maybe from our experiences of being young and going to see bands and wanting to hear the songs that we recognized. And, you know, we're incredibly proud of our new record, and we play loads of those songs as well on stage. But you have to get the balance right, I think, yeah, as a performer, and I hope we do.
I've always wondered that about, you know, the people who, I don't want to play that song anymore.
Well, yeah.
If the song is so good that it's really reaching people, why would you not want to give that to them?
Yeah, I don't understand it either personally, but maybe I just haven't got there yet. I hope I never do.
All right, let's hear a version of Luna from the Bombay Bicycle Club live here in the studio.
I will bathe myself, then I'll wear you for the night. Colors fading and frayed at the sight. You're changing in the light. Oh, why is your face so pale and white? There's a lot of words to come at, just waiting for the perfect hideout. Down when the world started shaking, I'm ready for you to find out. To find out. Now the night has fled, just like everything I said. When the moon was out, the sun glows soft and red. You burn through my mind again and again. There's a lot of words to come out, just waiting for the perfect hideout. Down when the world started shaking, I'm ready for you to find out. Oh, to find out. Oh.
A version of Luna, an old favorite from Bombay Bicycle Club, now 10 years old, that song, and live, mostly unplugged performance here in the studio. Jack, I want to come back to something you said earlier when I asked you about the EP, Fantasies, and you talked about how it was, you know, you thought really long and hard about the sequencing of the record.
Yep.
And I think the care that went into sequencing the album is most evident at the end, when you get to the song Onward.
We're all
I mean, it puts like an exclamation point at the end of the record. It's almost, did you feel like that was a target that you were aiming at, you know, an end point, a destination you were traveling to when you put this together?
I mean, it's been an end point that we've been trying to put on a record for years now. The sort of heavy part at the end,
yes,
has been around for a long time. And I felt like we finally found a way to make sense of it all and to make it into a full song. Hmm. And so we were incredibly happy to finally do that.
Jamie, when I asked about whether you were a music nerd, you said for a certain period of indie rock in the aughts, and that's kind of what that ending, it almost goes like from a sort of Beatles, mid-tempo Beatles 60 thing to what you were talking about.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, actually, I probably more see it as a sort of kind of early 90s, like,
grunge.
Sort of post-rock,
yeah,
bit Slint. Grunge, yeah. Weird tunings and time signatures.
So this fragment of a song had been kicking around for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was lovely, because we got in the studio, and actually, even the way we were set up was how we would have set up in the early days, with the same kind of amplifiers and just us in the room, and it was quite a sort of poignant moment in the studio when we were playing that song. We felt young again. We felt like we had hair again.
Jack Steadman and Jamie McCall, Ed Nash from Bombay Bicycle Club with Nathan Cox and Olive Jones helping out here in the studio. Thank you all for coming in and playing for us. And congratulations. My big day. Terrific job.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
And thanks to Irene Trudell, our technical director. Down the hall in the video control room is our producer, Karen Havlick, along with Amy Buchanan. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.